are live.
Blog Talk Radio.
And he didn't just do it. He did it with grace. He did it because it was his assignment, and he was going to do it to the best of his ability. When he was sent into the promised land to spy it out, he came back with Caleb with a good report and said, we can do this. The Lord our God we serve, and his voice we will obey. And that was what he went. He was always that way. He believed that the voice of God led. Because he, again, was on the mountain. He saw the power of the Lord up close and personal. He was with Moses. Come on now. When he got golden calf and made him drink it, Joshua had his sword out, ready to go fight when they was coming down, and he heard all the revelry and everything. Joshua has always been there, ready to do the will of God. And everybody is not like that, but he was. And as we get ready to go into our lesson, I have a prayer from our 365, and it says, beauty in pain. In the same way, I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born, says the Lord. If I cause you the pain, I will not stop you from giving birth to your new nation, says your God, Isaiah 66:9. And Israel went through a lot of pain. They went from being at the top with Joseph to being at the bottom as slaves. And then God sent this murderer. Come on now. Moses was a murderer. Even though he murdered to protect someone else, he was still a murderer. He was a fugitive. And he was chosen, a prince of Egypt, to lead his people to the promised land. As Martin Luther King says, I've been to the mountaintop. And he said, I might not make it with you. And he didn't, just like Moses didn't make it over. But we know that God took care of them. And it says, God of comfort, you meet me in the darkness of my pain. When it all seems too much to bear, you show up and lighten the load. Lord, take what is broken and make it whole in you. You are the master restorer. Take the agonizing pain of my grief and suffering and cause something beautiful to come out of it in the midst of it. I can't imagine that it would even be worth it. Even so, I hold on to hope that this won't be in vain. I believe. Lord, help my unbelief. You are an expert at creating beauty out of messes. I wouldn't put it past you that this present suffering will produce something worth marveling at. Let it be so. Even when that thought doesn't bring me comfort, I will cling to you. You are with me right in the middle of my anguish. Can you see beauty that came out of painful times in your life? And I'm grateful that from the beauty that came from my ashes and from my grief was the women's ministry. And I'm grateful that the women's ministry went for 10 years. W. Faith, women who had gone through fearless, anointed in truth, and they were healed from the pain of whatever was going through their lives. So I am thankful that from my grief birth, the women's ministry that has gone on in hope. We started in faith, and now we're in hope. And one day, you never know, we may be a ministry called love. Because what is it? Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So thanking God for the 10 years of W. Faith at the Table of Life Ministries. And who is to say it may not come back, reverse, as something different in this. God knows all that he will do. We will see. And let's get into our word this morning. I'm grateful, thankful, and blessed. And again, good morning, Mother Valerie. I pray all is well with you, beautiful lady.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day. Starting off really good, 62 temperatures. Going to get up to 72.
Well, you know what? Actually, 72 is my favorite. That's my go-to temperature all year round.
Wow.
72. I keep my house in the summer at 72. I keep my house in the winter at 72. 72 is
wow.
my standard household temperature. And believe me, it's comfortable. You know, if you want to put on a sweater, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. And so let's pray Mother Valerie one more time. Father God in heaven, we thank you for another day, this beautiful day that we will not throw away, Lord. We ask you to watch over our loved ones. We ask you to give us strength. We ask you to give us perseverance. We ask you to just be who you are, awesome and mighty God, who loves us more than we could ever imagine, more than we could ever think, more than we could ever believe is possible. And all we can say, Lord, is thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your kindness. Thank you for this mighty word. Lord God, we hear you. We hear your voice. And we are ready to listen, to receive a message from you. As the psalmist said, our hearts are open up. Our hands are lifted up. Our hearts are ready to receive a message from you. Thanking God for your word this morning. Thank you, God. And we lift it up that it will touch someone's heart, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Giving honor again to the Most High as we finish up the book of Joshua. And it says in Joshua chapter 23, now it came to pass a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies around about, that Joshua was old, advanced in age, and Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and said to them, I am old, advanced in age. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he who has fought for you. See, I have divided to you by lot these nations and remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from the Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off as far as the great sea westward. And the Lord your God will expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. So you shall possess their land as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all, there is that word, that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn around, turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left. At least you go among these nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their God, some little g's, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them, but you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and strong nations. But as for you, no one has been able to stand against you to this day. One man of you shall take 1,000 for the Lord your God, if he who fights for you, as he promised you. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God, or else if indeed you go back and cling to the remnant of these nations, these that remain among you, and make marriages with them and go into them, they too you know that for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you, and scourges on your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your heart and in all your soul that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass. For you, not one word of them has failed. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so the Lord will bring upon you all harmful things until he has destroyed you from this good land, which the Lord your God has given you, when you have transgressed and covered the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them. Then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which he has given you. Oh, God don't play. He don't play. Told him. Joshua said, let me tell you something. We have completed our assignment. You have gotten into the promised land. You have been given your allotment. God is only asking one thing of you, to love him. Because if you follow after these little deeds, you're going to perish. You're not going to make it. He told them, they shall be snares and traps to you. When God tells us that we need to rid our lives of certain things, we are wise to obey. Bad things happen when we give the devil a foothold. It takes courage to obey God. And as his people, we need to encourage one another daily, lest any of you be hindered through the deceitfulness of sin. We got to be careful. We got to watch as well as pray. And as we go into Joshua chapter 24, it says, when Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants, and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Also I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt. According to what I did among them, afterwards I brought you out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. And the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So they cried out to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. And they fought with you, but I gave them into your hand, that you might possess their land. And I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose to make war against Israel, and soon called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam, therefore he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you. Also, Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Gershites, the Havites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornets before you, which drove them out. From before you also the two kings of the Amorites. But not with your sword or with your bow, I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwelt in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river are the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites, who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions, nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. So Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. That is a covenant with God. The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey is a vow. That's our title for today. If we make a vow to God, we got to be like Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We got to be willing and ready to serve God no matter what. God is in charge of our life, and he loves us more than words can say. And it says, then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance. Now it came to pass, after these things, that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnah Serah, which is in the mountains of Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had brought up out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem in the plot of ground which Jacob had brought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, which has become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. As Elijah the son of Aaron died, they buried him in a hill belonging to Phinehas, his son, which was given to him in the mountain of Ephraim. What a mighty word today. And as Joshua said, the Lord, Joshua 24:24 says, the Lord our God, we will serve in his voice, we will obey. What a motto for success. When we make the Lord our own, choose to serve him, open our eyes to hear his word and obey him, then our own promised land opens wide before us. We've got to believe, we've got to trust, and we've got to obey. What thus says the Lord, it's not about me, it's not about you, about him. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Mother Valerie, all through the time of Joshua and the elders after him, they stayed in sync. They did what they were supposed to do. They obeyed God. what a
Amen.
They took it and they stayed with it. As long as those leaders were there, good leadership would change all kind of things. We thank God, I thank God that my pastor is a good leader and she listens to the voice of God and obeys it. Sometimes the congregation may not understand, but I love the fact that she will hear and she will listen to God, and God is elevating her because of it. We've got to listen to our elders. We've got to listen to God. We got to know who we belong to. We got to trust and we got to believe that what God says he will do, he will do. Trust God today. Trust him with all your heart and watch him work in your life. Whew, what a word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, Mother Valerie. I turn it over to you. We got some words this morning. I should say to those listening in, call a friend, dial a friend, tell them to call 213-943-3597 because God's word is going forth, and it is a great word this morning. Woo, it's a great word, Mother Valerie. I turn it over to you this morning.
Amen. Good morning again, people of God. It's a beautiful morning. Very beautiful morning, coming out of Psalms 47, 1 and 9. Well, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He's a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. So we are to sing praises. Sing praises. For God is a good God. He's good, and he's good all the time. The prince of the people have gathered together, the people of God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Greatly exalted. Proverbs 14:14. The backslider in his heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. That's beautiful. A good man will be satisfied from above. Luke 13:23-35. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? Said to them, strive to enter the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter, will not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he'll answer and say to you, I do not know you. Where you are from? Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from? Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourself thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. On that very day, some Pharisees came, saying to him, get out, depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you. He said to them, go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you'll say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Life lesson, Psalms 47:7. God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Or hymns better than praise songs. Or courses superior. We weary ourselves with foolish questions when we should be asking, am I growing in my understanding of God through my worship? Am I growing? Am I growing? Psalms 47:1-9. No, I read that. I'm looking for life lessons again. Okay. The narrow way, life lessons. Martial artist Maury Erchiba once philosophized, there are many paths leading to the top of Mount Fuji. His statement reflected the idea that many people believe, which is that there are many ways to find God. Life is a journey, and people are free to choose their own path to the deity of their choice. However, Jesus completely refuted that idea in Luke 13:24. He said, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. In other words, there are people who will spend their entire life pursuing a deity that cannot save them and will not realize it until it's too late. It's a horrifying thought. So why do so many people think that there is more than one way to find God? Generally, the belief that there is more than one path to God stems from the fact that in every society in the world, it doesn't make any difference how civilized or uncivilized. There are always people who believe in some kind of deity. Therefore, many anthropologists reason that there is one true religion. Everyone simply worships the deity which best reflects their environmental influences. Such scientists conclude that everyone is entitled to their own idea of God. Well, that's not true. You're not entitled to your own idea of God. There's only one God. Including believing that there is no such thing as a supreme being. Unfortunately, that human reasoning, it sounds logical, but the problem with it is that it is complete contradiction to the way the one true God has provided for us to know him. So why are there so many cultures with so many deities? Romans 1:20 explains, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So they are without excuse. People are without excuse in knowing that God exists. That is why every culture has a concept of God. He clearly sings throughout nature. However, it's not up to us to imagine who he is or to create him out of our reasoning or culture. Rather, we must look to the way he reveals himself to us, which is through the person of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, people are sometimes offended when Christians say that Jesus Christ is the only way to God because they say that God would exclude all the people who don't believe in Christ from heaven. However, their reasoning is completely wrong. It is not that the one true God is exclusive. In fact, he is completely inclusive. Jesus said in John 12:32, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Jesus offers salvation to everyone. Jesus was never turned away from someone who put their faith in him. So life may be a journey, and there may be a multitude of roads to the earthly Mount Fuji. There's only one way to God, and that's by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Christ offers the only road that leads to salvation. Though the world may offer an abundance of choices, they never lead to what you're really looking for. The only right choice is the road God offers, and that is through Jesus Christ. Though that path is narrow, a narrow one, it's always wide open to you. We have to trust Him. We have to trust Him. We have to trust God. We really do. We have to trust Him. Like lesson Psalms 47:7, God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Are hymns better than praise songs? Are courses superior to caffeine? We worry ourselves with foolish questions when we should be asking, am I growing in my understanding of God through my worship? We need to understand God. There's only one way, you know, and that is the truth. There is only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. There's a whole lot of people teaching about Buddha and this, that, and the other, but it's not real. You have to study your Bible. You have to know God. You have to know Him. And I can see God everywhere I go. I see God. I see God. We have to know that there's only one true God, one way to God. And all these other ways that they're talking about, it's not real. It's just not true. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget. And God is just good. He reveals Himself to people who want to know Him. Amen.
And the question is, do you know Him? And Mother, I love the word that you gave, the narrow way. You know, we are trying to get through the narrow way. There's so many that are trying to get through that big old gate because everybody else is going that way. Let's go that way. It ain't always the best to follow the crowd because sometimes you can be following the crowd right to hell. We got to be very careful. And He said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. And we want to be able to enter. We want to be able to get through the door. We don't want to be like the five brides that didn't take that extra oil. We want to be like the ones that made it in and not be knocking at the door because we didn't come prepared. Thanking God for your Mother Valerie. We are ending early today, and we're going to do what God says do. But I have a word for my sister in Christ. And as always, she's always on point. As I find Sister Carolyn's word. And Sister Carolyn did not send her word yet this morning. So we will have a word from Sister Carolyn on tomorrow morning because I have not gotten her word for today.
Amen.
So I will do my very best to, but I do maybe have a word for you. Just a moment, please, and respond. What I'm looking for. I am in a class on Tuesday, and it is coming out, Victorious Disciples by Wanda Bolton Davis. And I call her Pastor Davis, is teaching this class. And I tell you, you know, she has been amazing. And some of the things that we've had to do and learn is how do we prioritize? How do we do the things and that we are created to worship God? And it says this, what anyone and anything can praise God, only those who know Him as personal Savior can worship Him. The Bible says natural praises God, the mountain hills, trees, valleys, and seas, Isaiah 44:23, Isaiah 55:12, and our Psalm 65 and 69, all praise God. Jesus told the Pharisees, even the rocks will cry out if the disciples should hold their peace. And I tell you, Mother Valerie, I don't want a rock crying out for me. While anyone can praise God, worship involves communion, fellowship, and relationship. This comes about by knowing God, You've come to know him through his word. Thank you. And that is what we are doing, reading and teaching his word. It is through his word that God reveals himself to you. In the Old Testament, God revealed himself through experiences. As individuals experience God in various ways, they should ascribe a name to him, which characterizes the experience. And Mother Valerie, that was our lesson for yesterday. That's just a snippet. But the one that really touched me also on yesterday was how we call on the Holy Spirit. And we'll say, ooh, the Holy Spirit, it was so high yesterday. The Holy Spirit, it just said something to my spirit. The Holy Spirit, it spoke to me. And that really, and I thought, wow, I am so guilty of calling the Holy Spirit an it, when it is a him. Just like Jesus is him, God is him, the Holy Spirit is him. And when she explained that yesterday, it did something to us. And it says, this is what she says, as we conclude our Victorious Disciple study. We're finishing up next week, but we had the last lesson on yesterday. And it says, we must fill it with the lesson in the Holy Spirit. Everything you have learned in this study, such as knowing who you are in Christ, how to study the Bible, how to have faith, how to grow your prayer life, how to win in spiritual warfare, how to love, forgive, worship, fast, cannot be achieved apart from the Holy Spirit. You cannot be victorious in your walk with the Lord without the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who empowers you to do what God has called you to do. Billy Graham states, if we wish to be men and women who can live victoriously, we need this two-sided gift God has offered us. First, the work of the Son of God. For us, second, the work of the Spirit of God in us. The Spirit of God is in us. And I love this, what she said. There are many misconceptions about the Holy Spirit. I'd like to dispel three of the major ones. First, many refer to the Holy Spirit as it. You must understand the Holy Spirit is not an it. I hope I'm helping somebody today, because this really helped me in the lesson on yesterday. It says, but the Holy Spirit is a God in three persons. Isn't that what it says? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost. And so we have to understand that it is not, that the Holy Spirit is not an it. And then she tells us, she says, the Holy Spirit is not an it, but the Holy Spirit is a person. The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit is a living being. He is a third person in the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus never referred to the Holy Spirit as it. He spoke of the Holy Spirit in John 14, 15, and 16 as he, signifying the personhood of the Holy Spirit. Second, many believe it is the Holy Spirit who makes the person shout. This form of worship may be accompanied by verbal praise such as hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory. There might be dancing, clapping, waving of hands, running, jumping, crying, screaming, and other forms of expression. This is often to refer to as shouting. I remember growing up being taught when someone expressed themselves in such a manner during worship that it was because the Holy Spirit hit them. As I have matured in the faith and had experience like that, I realized it is not because the Holy Spirit hit me. It was a conscious choice I made to worship God in an expressive way. The Bible says that David danced unashamedly as a form of worship to God in 2 Samuel 6 and 16. There are times when an expressive praise to God is appropriate and due to him. This is the third major misconception about the Holy Spirit, is that he only dwells within Pentecostal believers. True, the Pentecostal faith. This is conception has placed a lot of emphasis on the Holy Spirit with the evidence by speaking in tongues. However, every believer is filled with the Holy Spirit the moment they accept Christ as personal Savior. As Jesus was preparing to end his earthly ministry, he told the disciples, "But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him." Did you catch that? He didn't say, "I will send it." He said, "I will send him to you." John 16:7. Jesus said it was their advantage for him to leave. His departure was necessary for the coming of the Holy Spirit. He did not say that he would send the Comforter for some believers and not others. He simply said, "If I go, I will send him to you." The Holy Spirit is promised to all who believe on Jesus as Lord. The thing this brings us to it, and then that's the more of our lesson. But I just tell you, whenever you speak on the Holy Spirit, remember, if you remember nothing else from today's lesson, that he is not an it. Jesus said him, not it, but him. And when we come to that understanding, the Lord our God will serve, we will serve, and his voice we will obey, and his voice comes to us through the Holy Spirit, his messenger, and our voice to speak to God. And I do have a word from Sister Carolyn. And it says this, good morning. God is not limited. Anything is possible with him. Have a wonderful family. And we now believe that our Father God can do all things right there. All we have to do is serve him and obey his voice. Are you listening this morning? Are you just talking? You got to listen. Take a minute to just be quiet and trust God and trust his Holy Spirit that he is with you all the time. God is always with us through his Spirit, through his personhood, through his Holy Spirit, and in him we speak to the Father. In him, we speak to the Son. And in him, we feel the presence of God. Thank you so much, family, for listening in with Mother Valerie and I this morning. I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful day, never forgetting to serve God and obey his voice. You have to have a Joshua spirit, as for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. Have a great day, family. Mother Valerie. Is there anybody out there before we wrap it up that feels that God has put something in your spirit that you need to share? Again, our number is always 213-943-3597. Come on in. Take a seat. Give God some praise. But if there is no one that has a word this morning, Mother Valerie, I got to get a little boy ready for school, so I will say it is a wrap. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Have a blessed day. May the Lord watch between you and me while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap.